Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, as always, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We hope you enjoy our podcast for the next hour or so as we explore the diverse world of rock and roll music. And on our show tonight, in our week two honor of Women's History Month, I'll be featuring the next generation of female voices in the rock world who have made their mark since the 1990s and right up until today's music. There are some familiar songs and artists, but I also literally scoured the globe to find some incredible talent that I'm sure you'll enjoy. It could be one of those you heard it first things with a couple of them. As I said, I'm podcasting from Pennsylvania. A lot of you listening are from Pennsylvania or lived here or still live here. And so let's start out with a PA band. This is Hailstorm.
Oh,
the next will never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it. I gotta cleanse myself of all these loves till I'm good enough for him. I got a lot to lose and I'm betting high, so I'm begging you before it ends. Just tell me where to begin. Hey, what I need is a good defense, cause I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to believe in the one I'm thinking, because he's all I ever knew of
I fall back in line, but
That was Brandi Carlile with Turpentine from her second studio album titled The Story, released in 2007. She's from a rural town south of Seattle, dropped out of high school to pursue a music career, teaching herself piano and guitar. Her debut self-titled album came out in 2005, and now it was critically acclaimed and limited commercial success. But this album, which had the track we just heard, gained her wider recognition with the title song, The Story, reaching gold status. At the age of 5, Brandi contracted bacterial meningitis and nearly died. She flatlined several times and was in a coma. At the age of 16, she was a backup singer for an Elvis impersonator. She is one of today's most popular touring acts, doing festival circuits and playing solo shows and sold-out venues around the world. Before Brandi Carlile, we heard Criminal by Fiona Apple off her 1996 debut album title. Hers was a tragic story as a preteen. It's reflected in a lot of the darkness of some of her music. While living with her mother in Manhattan when she was 12, a man followed her into their apartment complex, and just as she was putting the key in her door, he grabbed her and raped her. She said much later, when she told the story of the incident, that all she could remember was the sound of her dog barking on the other side of the door. She then spent more time with her father in Los Angeles, where she felt safer, and spent most of her time writing songs as a way to ease the emotional pain. And we open a show with Hailstorm from York County in Pennsylvania, Red Lion, Pennsylvania to be specific. We heard I Miss the Misery from their second studio album, The Strange Case of ... released in 2012. The band's name comes from the lead singer and rhythm guitarist Lizzie Hale and her brother RJ Hale, the drummer. Their self-titled debut album came out in 2009, and since then, they've been touring almost nonstop. Pre-pandemic, they were averaging around 250 shows and festivals per year. We're through the first set of our Salute to Women's History Month and celebrating the new generation of female artists. And we'll kick off set two with Katie Tunstall.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
When
the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, but I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh.
And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
And it said no. You're not the one for me.
No, no,
no, no, no, no. Say no, no. You're not the one for me.
Ooh.
Not for me.
Ooh.
Say no, 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 no.
home for me. Big black hole and a cherry tree. I can't quite get that cause my heart forsaken me.
Oh,
That was Feel Alive by Dutch singer Annika van Giersbergen, released last year as a single and video from her album, The Darkest Skies Are the Brightest. She became known worldwide as a singer and songwriter for the Dutch rock band The Gathering from 1994 to 2007. Everything I've heard from her and the band she left, The Gathering, has been excellent, and I recommend that you look her up. Before Annika, Evanescence gave us Bring Me to Life from their 2003 debut album, Fallen, featuring the powerful vocals of the band co-founder, Amy Lee. On the strength of the song, we heard in another single, My Immortal, from the album, the band sold more than 17 million copies of Fallen worldwide and won 2 Grammys out of the 6 that they were nominated for. Amy Lee has also worked with many other artists and performed on other collaborations, including some film soundtracks. And we opened a set with KT Tunstall and her song Black Horse and the Cherry Tree from her debut album Eye to the Telescope in 2004. The track didn't receive much attention in her native Scotland or the rest of the UK, as a matter of fact, until she was a last-minute replacement on Later with Jules Holland, a popular live music TV show in Europe, and you may have seen it here in syndication in the U.S. Without having her backing band available, KT had 24 hours to prepare for the show and perform playing an acoustic guitar and a foot tambourine and playing that song, and she nailed it. Her album was re-released and shot up the British charts to number 3. Unfortunately, in 2018, she developed tinnitus in her left ear, which limited her live performances. In 2021, KT Tunstall had to cancel her entire summer tour due to the tinnitus affecting her right ear as well. Okay, we're halfway through our showcase of newer female talent as we celebrate Women's History Month. And we're going to start this next set with a bunch of Chicago rockers. This is Veruca Salt.
Black nose, white. see. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving a high five.
That was Courtney Barnett, an indie alternative artist from Australia, with her song Write a List of Things to Look Forward to, from her third solo album released just 6 months ago. She broke into the Australian music scene in 2010, playing second lead guitar with two popular bands around Sydney. Wanting to go out on her own, she funded her first solo EP recording by delivering pizzas. I think we'll be hearing more of her in the coming years here in the U.S. Before Courtney Barnett, the unmistakable voice of Alanis Morissette, and her number one hit on the Billboard Modern Rock chart, Hand in My Pocket. You can find that song on her third studio album, Jagged Little Pill, which came out in 1994. While still in high school in Ottawa, this Canadian singer had good success in her country with her debut album in 1991, but her second album bombed and her contract wasn't renewed by the label. After high school graduation, she moved to Toronto and found a producer for her third album. And every recording company except a small label, Maverick Records, passed on Jagged Little Pill. Bad move by all of them. The album produced six singles and skyrocketed Alanis's career. And this set started off with Seether from Veruca Salt off their 1994 debut album, American Thighs. The song features original band members Nina Gordon and Louise Post, who were both singers and guitarists in the band. In 1998, Gordon left the band but returned in 2013 to complete the original lineup. And that brings us to our final set of newest generation of female artists. Interesting stories coming up about the girl belting out the lyrics in this next song. The band is Paramore. That was indie rock band Wolf Alice from London, UK. The song is Last Man on Earth from their third album, which was released in February 2021. The bass group of Wolf Alice is an acoustic duo of guitarist and singer Ellie Rossell and guitarist Jeff Audie. They had a full band during their busy tour schedule. I posted a picture of Ellie Rossell on Facebook on Saturday. Look them up. I'm sure that you'll enjoy everything that this fantastic UK duo puts out. Before Wolf Alice, the Pretty Reckless from New York City gave us Heaven Knows from their 2014 album, Going to Hell. Taylor Momsen provides the vocals. And before her music career took off, she was a child actor who started working when she was 2 years old. 2 days ago, I posted a picture on Facebook of her in a shake and bake stuffing commercial. She was Cindy Lou Who in the 2000 film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Now, Taylor lost out to Miley Cyrus for the role of Hannah Montana. And in later interviews, she said that was the best thing that could have happened to her. That's when she quit acting and picked up music. She has been quoted as saying that she loves acting, but she always has to play other people. With music, she can be herself. And we started out our final set tonight of the new generation of female rockers with the band Paramore, featuring Hayley Williams, who left for a bit to pursue a solo career, but is now back with the group. The song we heard from this Franklin, Tennessee rock band, it was Misery Business from Paramore's second album called Riot! From 2007. Haley Williams was first signed by a record company when she was 15, and management had intentions of turning her into a pop princess. She had no desire of having that happen and insisted that she could stay with her rock band. The record company finally gave in, thankfully. As we always do at this point of the show, let's check out the long list of birthdays coming up this week. Happy birthday to Neil Sedaka today. He's 83. YouTube bassist Adam Clayton is 62 today. Quincy Jones turns 89 on Monday. Also on Monday, Michael Martin Murphy of Wildfire fame is 77. Tuesday gives us quite a few birthdays. Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead will be 82. Sly Stone turns 78. Carl's favorite, Ry Cooter, will be 77. Dee Snider will be 67 on Tuesday. Brett Michaels turns 59 that day. And on Tuesday, a happy heavenly birthday to Sam Lightning Hopkins, a guitar influence to many, including Dylan and Hendrix. He was born March 15, 1912, and died in 1982. Also a happy heavenly birthday to Jerry Jeff Walker on Wednesday, born in 1942 and died in 2000. Jerry gave us the classic Mr. Bojangles and his rousing live version of Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mothers. Nat King Cole was born on March 17, 1919 and died in 1965. Happy heavenly birthday to Nat on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins will be 55. Friday will mark Wilson Pickett's birthday. Born in 1941, Wilson died in 2006. On Friday, Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains will be 56. And on Saturday, Buffalo's native son, Billy Sheehan, will be 69. Reader Polls and Guitar Player Magazine have rated Billy as the best rock bass player in the world 5 times. I saved 3 birthdays to end the musical part of our show, starting with one of the greatest country singers ever, Charley Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, love her like the devil when you get back home.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream.
joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
earth in a wood full of princes. Freedom is the key, but the prince has his say from dreams in the mist.
Heart with These Dreams, and a happy 68th birthday to Nancy Wilson on Wednesday. Although her sister Anne handled the majority of the lead vocals for the band, Nancy took that one on, and it was actually their first number one hit. Before Heart, we heard John Sebastian singing the lead on Daydream by the Lovin' Spoonful. John will be 78 on Thursday. A little cool story about him. He was at Woodstock, but just as a spectator, partying backstage with some of his musician friends. After rain halted the performances of this on a stage, he was asked if he could do an acoustic set while the crew was getting the equipment ready for the next act, which was actually Santana. There's a slight problem, though. Being there as a spectator, he dropped some acid and had a pretty good trip going. But nonetheless, he took the stage and did a 5-song acoustic set. But it wasn't recorded, and it's not on the album or the movie. And we start our birthday salute with legendary Charlie Pride and Kiss an Angel Good Morning. He was born on March 19th, 1938, and died December 12th, 2020, from COVID-related illness. Charlie played baseball in the Negro Leagues in the 1950s before embarking on his music career. He was the first African-American member of the Grand Ole Opry and the first to be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame. That will take us towards the end of this episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC and my second podcast for March in celebration of Women's History Month. Check the podcast page, Facebook page, or my personal page for a complete set list from tonight's show just minutes after I sign off. Coming up on our next podcast a week from tonight, as we continue to celebrate the women of song, I'll be playing female one-hit wonders from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And the week after that, Women Who Rock, the legendary female artists who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are a few podcasts coming up on Deviant Legion this week, hosted by our good friend and the man who made my show possible, Carl Kaper. I think he's scratching on my door right now. Carl, get in here before the neighbors see you.
Okay, fine. I'm here. By the way, before we go into housekeeping, you missed a birthday, a very important one, for me anyway.
I said it. Ry Cooter.
No. That was Ry Cooter.
Yeah.
On March 11th, 1953, one of my favorite female singers was born, and it's the one that scares you.
I saw that last week. Yeah, sure do. Hagen.
Yeah, Nina Hagen was born on March 11th, and
yeah,
she is my punk rock goddess. So
I know.
I
should have mentioned that last week. So you're like 7 days late for bitching me out about that.
11th. What day is today?
The 13th, you idiot.
Exactly. That's 2 days ago.
I know, but why would I mention a birthday? Go ahead. Just do your thing, man.
Anyway.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Anyway, we have some shows coming up. And so let me go through that, okay, very quickly. Okay. On the 16th, which is Wednesday, Vicky and I will be doing our third episode of Intent, and this is about The U.S. Postal Service is going to issue a commemorative stamp to Shel Silverstein and The Giving Tree, which is his very famous children's book. And there's been a lot of pushback on this. And so we're going to discuss it and look at the issues and things like that. And that's what we're going to do on Wednesday the 16th. On the 17th.
Sounds like the book banners will be in on that one, huh? All these banning book people.
And cancel culture and all that sort of good stuff. We'll get into that. And then on Thursday, Patrick Crane is going to join me as we go through a Larry Cohen retrospective. Larry Cohen is one of the most unique film directors and TV writers around. He gave us the It's Alive trilogy. He gave us Q. He also gave us the TV show The Invaders. He has done so much over his life, and he passed away a couple years ago. And Patrick is doing a whole series of essays on him that will be published. So we're going to be talking about Larry Cohen, who's one of my favorite directors. So that's what we're going to do there. On the 18th, which is Friday, Adam will be back, Adam Ferenc, with the Cathode Ray Mission. And I'll be talking about the films of Ernst Lubitsch. Okay. And then on the 23rd, we welcome back author Danny Perry. If you don't know the name and you're a film buff and you had any of the cult movie books 1 through 3, that's Danny Perry. Also, very interesting, TC, he also wrote a bunch of sports books, including one on Ralph Kiner.
Oh, really?
We had actually talked about that, too. Yeah, he's no longer doing movie books. He's doing sports books. And so that's very cool. And Danny's a really good friend and friend of the podcast and a good guy. You should follow him on Facebook. But we're very, very happy to have him back on the 23rd. So that's what we have scheduled. There are some other things brewing. I know this. I also want to just say that there was some very, very sad news today that came through that Oscar winner William Hurt passed away today.
Yeah,
so
I also,
I'm pretty sure. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with the guy, the documentary director that was killed in Ukraine? I can't remember his name right off the end. Yeah, it was he's 50 years old. He was I wish I could remember his name. I just read the article before I came on air. He's at a checkpoint, and this guy had balls bigger than both of our heads. I mean, he went to every really hot spot in the world, you know, to film documentaries. And he was filming a documentary about, the people escaping, the citizens. And he came up to a checkpoint, and a Russian soldier shot him in the neck, shot the guy with him, who was like an assistant, I think. The assistant's alive. He's in the hospital. He's telling the whole story. But look that up. That was breaking news just before I came on. So
yeah, I didn't see that, so I'll have to check that. But I did want to say about William Hurt.
Yeah.
You know, that he had passed away, and I posted it. And I'm sure we're going to do a retrospective on William Hurt. I just have to pull it together. So,
okay,
so
Carl.
I know that's going to happen. So that's what we got, TC.
All right, man. I'm sure appreciate you came on. And we're still kind of up in the air about Saturday down the rabbit hole, but I'll make sure everybody knows
Saturday,
that happens.
Saturday, we will have a show. Rachel, however, is in Mississippi right now at Gulf Wars, which is a medieval sort of cross between Renaissance and reenactment. And she's there, and I have to get in touch with her to see if she's going to do the show on Saturday, if she'll be back or not.
Okay, cool.
But we can certainly do something in her stead if we want to do that and do what
we'll
we
do
were thinking
Carl's
about.
Carl's Cabin or whatever, or a special Rock This Town Radio version or whatever. Okay, great. Well, Carl just filled you in on what's coming up on Deviant Legion podcast. You can find all of those great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episodes archives, whichever works for you. Okay, check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert footage that I've shot on rock shows around the country. TCC77 on YouTube. And please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you're into that sort of thing. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm TC Clark, and I hope you had as much fun as I did tonight and that you have a great rocking week. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.